My name is Madeline Kelly. Today is May 2nd, about 6:30 p.m. I am interviewing Margaret Kelly, born April 26, 1948, in Wilmington, Delaware. This interview is taking place in Alamunchy, New Jersey. How would you describe your parents when it comes to new ideas or new situations?
I believe that they were very open. I think it was a generation that whose parents had gone through a rough time and made it. And I think that they were very optimistic as far as their future and the future of their children.
And directly towards the topic of African Americans coming into your community and coming into their lives when they were younger as well.
I don't recall my parents having too much in a reaction with blacks in their era. As I went to school after third grade, we did have an interaction with black children. I was never proud. My parents never taught us anything but to respect them and to treat them as they would any other person we came across.
So your parents haven't told you any stories about them growing up around African Americans or any of their interactions with them?
No, I don't know if they even had much interaction with Negroes.
What did your group of friends look like when you were younger?
Average middle class children. Parents were working. You know, the regular 9-to-5 job. We went out and played after school.
Were they white?
They were all white, yes.
Did your group of friends evolve in color as you grew older, or did they primarily stay white?
A lot of my friends kept in contact after we started high school. I did meet a lot of black children when I went into high school. I had never had any problem. We got along well. We ate lunch together. We spoke. We really didn't have any problem.
And what year is this?
And this would be in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I started high school in 1962, and I graduated in 66. So all through that time, we had a relationship with black people in our classes and so forth. I never had any problem. We always got along well together.
Do you happen to remember your first interaction with an African American?
Yes, that would have been back in my elementary school. In third grade, the school I was attending was integrated.
This was a Catholic school?
This was a Catholic school, and a small Catholic church not far from where I went closed, and these children started coming to our school. That was my first interaction in third grade, was with black children, and never had a problem.
How did you feel during the civil rights movement, during protests and any other type of movement that African Americans projected?
I did have a sincere feeling for them. It was probably a little hard for me to understand all the facts completely, but I realized these were people that a lot of mine went to school with, and I thought of that when I saw these protests, that I went to school with these people. And that they were good people, and that they felt maybe betrayed or that there was someone like Martin Luther King who was assassinated, and the reaction I could understand. Do I agree with it? No, because I don't agree with violence, but I can understand where they were probably coming from.
Do you feel a sense of closeness to the idea of being misunderstood or mistreated because of our heritage of being Irish?
Yes, I do. I think that every nationality that came to the United States went through a period of unacceptance and had to sort of earn their way. The blacks, I think, was a little different because they were slaves and they were freed, and just a whole different evolvement of things where they evolved differently than other nationalities that came to this country. And I still think it goes on even today to a great degree.
Do you remember where you were during the March on Washington?
I was probably living at home with my mother. My father had passed away at that point. I remember, you know, thinking about it, wow, you know, looking at all this destruction and everything else. And it was kind of new to you. You know, when you're experiencing something like this for the first time, it's like, wow. I don't think I had a yes or no about it. It was just kind of you sat back and you saw it on TV and you just kind of watched it.
Right.
But I, you know, it was hard to think that people that I knew that were black were actually doing these things, you know, and I couldn't believe that they would be burning houses and turning cars over and stuff like that. But basically, I can't say, it was like a new experience. I really didn't know how to react to it.
Right. So, did you watch Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech on television?
Yes, I did.
And how did the speech make you feel the first time you heard it?
I was very moved by his speech. I wouldn't say I cried, but my eyes certainly filled up. I thought it was his sentiments were absolutely beautiful, and they really related to my Christian beliefs. And I felt that he was correct, and that these people should not be treated the way they were, that they're equal to the rest of us. And his dream is really the way it should be.
And where you were growing up at the time, were there any movements that happened within that area?
There was some, nothing like there were in major cities. I lived in Wilmington, Delaware at the time. Philadelphia, I think, was certainly much more active as far as reacting to all this. But Wilmington itself was not as severe, no.
Is there a certain event that you can remember that happened during the movement that you may have saw on TV that really shocked you or...
You know, shock... I don't know if I can even use that term. Like I said, when I watched some of these things on TV, it was like almost a disbelief that you just kind of looked at this and said, wow, is this really happening?
Right.
You know, it didn't hit, the reality of it, actually, I don't think really sunk in. Now, we're speaking of someone who's like 18 years old and who's never experienced anything like this. It just never really hit me. Watching this, the severity or really what was going on. I don't think I completely understood it.
Within Wilmington, did you ever witness any African Americans being treated poorly or differently? At a restaurant, maybe getting your hair done, anything like that?
No, I was not.
You didn't witness that at all?
Nothing at all.
So, within the school that you attended, the Catholic elementary school and the Catholic high school, did you feel that any of the teachers had a different
attitude
towards the African-American students? Can you remember any of them?
No, I really can't recall anything either in an elementary school, which was Catholic. High school was public. So, consequently, there's probably more Afro-American students attending there. But I don't might recall feeling, because I wasn't a black person.
Right.
But it's from a white person's standpoint, feeling that they were treated differently. No.
Do you remember having any friends or friends of friends in your group that felt very racist towards African-Americans?
No, I didn't. But I think you kind of choose your friends the way you grow up and who you've associated with. And I think anybody that I would have met like that, I don't think I would have stayed with. It just wasn't part of my upbringing and how I was taught.
And my last question is, how are your feelings today on the evolution of race and how people are treated today versus how you felt they were growing up?
I still think we have a lot to improve on that is not totally gone. And not just in the black, but in other areas too, that people have to learn to accept and to recognize. And I do think that we have some ground we still need to cover on it, most definitely. But things have not changed that greatly.